Committee on State Government Innovation and Veterans will be in order. Today is Monday, February 13, 2012. Welcome to all in attendance today. For committee today, we will be hearing two bills, Senate File 1639 and Senate File 933. Both bills have author's amendments that we will discuss in committee, and then both bills will be laid on the table and sent to the Reform and Redesign Subcommittee for further action. We will not be discussing any other amendments until the bills return to the full committee with the subcommittee's recommendation. So with that, I will hand this off.
First item on the agenda is Senate File 1639, Senator Perry. Senator Perry, I believe you have an author's amendment.
I do. I believe it's the A2 amendment I would like to move.
Senator Perry moves the A2. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes. So, members on the, or Senator Perry, on the bill as amended.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and committee members. This is a consolidation bill that was around last year, and I felt that it does need and warrant some discussion. So my intent here today is to make sure that we give the bill that opportunity. And with the shortness of the session, I wanted the activity to start. So my intent here is to lay this on the table and let our subcommittee on reform and redesign fully vet this, because I'm sure by the looks of the folks behind me and my good friend Commissioner Showalter has begged me to come up and talk a little bit, and I know he's here. Wherever he went, he can come up here. But I truly believe that with everything that's happening and the reforms that were done last year and agreed to and the discussions that we've had, with some in administration, I believe everything has to have the opportunity to be fully vetted and taken a look at. So this consolidation bill is one that we hope that we can have that done. I can tell the committee that I've talked with Chairman Nienau, and he has stated that he will be hearing this bill Friday morning of this week at 8:30. They're going to start vetting it right away. And they will be contacting all the commissioners, I'm sure. So, Commissioner Showalter, if you'd like to, by the way, the amendment did clear up some of the original language, deleting the veterans and the military veterans and affairs, in that there was never an intent to consolidate them when this was brought forward. And I believe this is also being done in the House with Representative Downey as well.
Commissioner, if you could state your name for the record and then proceed, please.
Certainly. My name is Jim Showalter, Commissioner of Management and Budget. And for the record, I'm here to speak to some of the issues related to the consolidation bill. Appreciate the chance to just make some brief remarks. If you look in the audience, you will see quite a few state agencies that are represented here, and I'm trying to consolidate those concerns to let you know that there are a number of issues and concerns raised by this bill that we hope are addressed and are looked at when this bill goes to a subcommittee, because, you know, really, I think at the foundation, you know, is we would like to get a much better understanding of what exactly the plan and the problems that are trying to be addressed by this bill. There are specific functions that each agency handles. Combining those functions can have some very bad unintended consequences. And the specificity and importance of some of those activities, I think, would be of importance to the chair, to the members, to the senator, and we would want to be able to address all of those issues going forward. So I would just like to say that there's significant concern on the part of state agencies related to this bill, and look forward to raising those in more detail.
Thank you, Commissioner. Senator
Chair.
Perry.
And I would echo Commissioner Showalter's, you know, we all hear that government is way too big and that there should be consolidations and we should cut this and move that. But to openly say that without ever having the opportunity to vet and find out the concerns from, like, Commissioner Showalter or Commissioner Kronk, some of these others, we will never lay to rest the the push to consolidate and reduce. So that's why we're taking this, and I would request that it be laid on the table and then shipped off to the Subcommittee on Reform and Redesign.
Thank you, Senator Perry. Thank you, Commissioner. I just want to open it up for any members in the audience who have traveled who want to come to the table to testify. We can wait to until Friday if members are close by, want to come to that subcommittee on Friday. But anyone who's traveled a significant distance, we want to make sure to provide that opportunity. Senator Goodwin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Are we going to be allowed to ask questions in here on this bill then? If we're not on the subcommittee, but we're on this committee, I'd just like to get a few things answered, if I could, before it's laid over.
Senator Perry.
I'm not opposed to that. I can let you know that the intent is to have the subcommittee go through and vet this and come back with recommendations to us, where, again, we'll be able to take a look at those recommendations. But I'm open to any questions. Senator Goodwin.
Senator Goodwin.
Thank you. I have kind of a broad one to begin with, Senator Perry. But
sure.
I want you to kind of explain the rationale of why these certain departments are being removed from the list of departments of state government. What is the reasoning behind that, each of these?
Well, I think it's
Senator Perry.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Goodwin. I think it's
just one moment, please. Do you want to get into that today, or do you want to wait for the subcommittee to do their vetting of this?
Mr. Chairman, I can answer it pretty quickly just by saying it's through a combination of discussions with many different people, not one or the other, but just generally speaking. And that's where we came up with it. Again, this is a starting point to open the dialogue, which, you know, it's tough. Whenever you want to open a dialogue, I remember last year when I wanted to open a dialogue, Mr. Chairman, on the pension issues and how nasty it got just because Senator Hoffman and I wanted to open a dialogue and made a suggestion. I'm the type of person that I would much rather see the dialogue open and let's come to a conclusion on whether or not we can put to rest all this. Well, these departments need to be put together. And I recall some of these in my very first session, which was 2.5 sessions ago. Some of these are the same that Senator Pogermiller wanted to consolidate. So I want to have the discussion, and I think the place we have great people on the subcommittee that is really into reform and redesign, and I think that's where it needs to start.
Thank you, Senator Perry. Senator Goodwin, follow up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Perry, but I don't have that doesn't give me much information about why these particular departments, but I hope we'll hear that specifically when you come back from the subcommittee. Another thing I hope that the subcommittee will look at is the fact that, you know, Minnesota is ranked very high for efficiency among the states in our state government, and we have, it kind of concerns me that we'd be doing something that might cost a lot more in the long run, that we might find out isn't working for our state. We might find out there's federal regulations that prohibit us somehow from combining some,
right,
and that there's data privacy issues as well. So when combining different agencies and giving the same access to information, at least possibly
right,
the same access. So those are things I just hope the subcommittee will consider when looking at this.
Mr. Chairman, I think they probably have gotten the message right now. And I would suggest any of the members that don't sit on the subcommittee to please contact Senator Nenow with specific things that you would like to have he and that subcommittee deal with.
Senator Torres Ray, is your question something that could wait until we receive this back from the subcommittee, or is it a pressing question that we need to hear today?
I have a lot of pressing questions, but I'm going to do only one that I
Senator
think is relevant
Torres
to this decision. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Perry, I have a hard time understanding this, and I want you to please explain that to me. You put a subcommittee that is going to work on reform, and none of the minority members that are in your committee will serve in that subcommittee. Ultimately, I am responsible for making that decision with you.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, that's going to come to me. Technically, I could meet and go to all of those meetings of the subcommittee. It's my right to do that and participate. But I have a very hard time understanding your logic. So ultimately, you and I, here with the rest of the members, will have to make a decision about the recommendations of the subcommittee. And none of the minority members are of this committee. In fact, most of these members are not members of this committee. So for five years, I've served in different committees, and we formed subcommittees that, you know, apply to the committee. So if Senator Nelson puts together an education committee, most of us are part of that subcommittee because we're dealing with that, and we bring that to her. In this case, you chose not to do that. So I've been thinking a lot about, you know, really how important it is to reform government, and I applaud your effort. This is a very complex thing, and, you know, I'm thinking about some of the data privacy issues. You know that I've worked with government for 16 years. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm thinking about DHS and Department of Health and confidentiality issues. You know, some departments deal with patients, confidentiality around inmates for corrections, you know, transportation. Very complex issues that ultimately, I understand, absolutely we need a subcommittee because this is a lot of information that we need to deal with. But that's going to come back to us. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get an invitation to be part of that committee. You did not extend that invitation to me. So I feel that I have to wrestle with these issues here and now before. Because ultimately that's my decision, and I was not invited to be in that subcommittee.
Senator Perry, could you please explain how those appointments were made?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I apologize, Senator Torres-Ray. That you'll have to take up with the minority leader, Senator Bach. We sent out two requests, I know of for a fact, via email, requesting who would be interested in being part of the subcommittee on reform and redesign. Two requests. At that point in time, I had to call twice to Senator Bach's office to get the list of the minority members. I did happen to talk because I was a bit frustrated at the lack of action by the minority leader. So I called Senator Bonoff because I had worked with Senator Bonoff. I was the senator that didn't steal the OET bill away from her when I came into the majority, because I wanted to show that I wanted to work with everyone, and I let her carry that bill in the Senate. So I felt a relationship, as I felt that I've had with you. Senator Bonoff got back to me right away, said, I do have a list for you. I went and got it. Here's who's on the list. I totally accepted my thought that in the minority, it was well vetted, that those that wanted to be part had talked. So that's all I can say moving forward with the list of members that from the minority that are on the reform committee. And so that's how we move forward, Senator Torres-Ray.
Thank you, Senator Perry. Senator Torres-Ray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Senator Perry. I do appreciate that clarification. The issue, though, is that when that invitation was extended to us, this bill was kind of not part of that conversation, right? So the idea was, who really wants to invest time in doing this, and let's bring them together so that they can get. So now this bill is before us, right? So,
sure.
So this is a bill that really is our responsibility. It's going. So I would like to recommend that we lay this on the table, and we take the time, because now you have a bill that talks about, you know, really restructuring, and this is kind of. Now this bill is a mandated to a committee that was put in place without a mandate, right? So it's kind of a, and I don't have, you know, clearly, Senator Perry, you have, you know, you're a chair of a committee, and I respect that. You have the right to do these things. But we form a committee with no idea, well, come and talk about this. So who has the time? Who wants to do it? That was the indication. So we said, okay, who has the time? Come and go. Now we kind of have a mandate for that committee that we're going to pass in this committee, and I feel like, oh my God, you know, this is going to come back to me. So it's really not coordinated. And to make it more effective, we're going to have to go back to the table, and now we know what you want to do. And so I think it's in our best interest to go back and say, well, ultimately this kind of has to be a subcommittee of Senator Perry's committee, and we need to figure out if we need to, you know, meet with the executive to figure out if we need more people, because you're going to restructure the executive and a lot of agencies. So do we need now to reconsider the composition of a subcommittee that you are going to ask to really give you some significant reform? And so I would like to recommend that you do that now, because now those are the steps that we need to take in order to really make it work the way I assume, and I truly do assume, that you want to do serious reform. I don't have a doubt.
Mr. Chairman, I guess
Perry.
I'm not opposed. I guess what I'll have to do is maybe move forward and see if there are other members. I know there are a couple of brand-new senators on the committee I will take a look at that, Senator Torres Ray, because I know how passionate you are. We've had talks about this, and so Mr. Chair, I will take a look at that, the committee structure here yet today. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Perry. Thank you, members. At this point, we're going to lay this one on the table.
All right, we're going to move on to the second item on the agenda, which is Senate File 933, Senator Daley. It's the Veterans Reemployment Rights Protections Extension.
It's the back office.
Consolidation.
Which one is it?
Senate File 933, the back office consolidation.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. All right. We'll discuss that with staff after the meeting now, won't we? We'll let Senator Daley explain just exactly what 933 is. I understand you have an author's amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do have an author's amendment. I believe it's the A2. I have not yet seen it myself. It's the A1. I do have it here.
Senator Daley moves the A1 amendment, author's amendment. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Amendment prevails. Senator Daley.
Senator Perry and members, from a procedure point of view, I was prepared to talk about this for 5-6 minutes, go into some great detail. I've got slides that should be in everyone's packet, and we could go into great detail, but because we were going to move this to the subcommittee and have that in-depth discussion, I was under the impression that we were going to lay this on the table. That said, I would react or respond in whatever way you'd like me to proceed.
Senator Daley, is there a fiscal note maybe we might want to talk about today? Or,
Mr. Chairman, that was part of the reason why I was hoping to wait until we hear it in the subcommittee, because there is not yet a fiscal note. We have not yet received that. We're still waiting to hear from MMB. I would like to ask the Commissioner Showalter, to come to the table, because he has approached me, and he would like to speak on the bill, speak to the bill, and just give him that time so that he can do that. I have reached out to the Commissioner of Admin, Commissioner Kronk, and have spoken to him about this. He really has a neutral position at this point. Last week, the OLA had some commentary about fiscal notes in general, and because of that, there are some challenges, and we want to get this one right, so it's going to take some extra time, and because of the language in the bill, it provides the Department of Administration a lot of latitude, which is both a good thing and a challenging thing as they develop this fiscal note. There is a wide latitude, and because of that, they're not exactly sure exactly how to proceed and what the costs associated with that will be.
All right. Commissioner Showalter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator, for the opportunity to come back to the table. I would just like to again note concerns and opposition to this bill, and appreciate the chance, though, to just consolidate some of the concerns that are in the room. talked about some of the provisions here with other agencies, and I think there's a few points that I just want to underscore. And they include just that there was a reorganization of the human resources function just a few years ago in 2008 that was moved and consolidated with the financial activities at the Department of Finance. And so, you know, to move that back out and consolidate with fleet management and procurement is a perpetual sort of set of changes in activities. Two, and I think this is probably even more important to us right now, is that just a few months ago, IT consolidation was enacted into law. And that's a really, really big process. That's a huge sea change in how we're trying to do business, and that requires a significant amount of agency attention, not just from OET, but from admin, from MMB, and from all the other state agencies. And so we want to make sure we get reform done right. We want to learn from those changes. We want to be able to use that as a template, and we're years away from being able to do that. So we want to express that there's some concerns here. That all being said, appreciate Senator Daley's working with our staff, trying to understand so that we can understand what assumptions we should make in the fiscal note, and we promise to get as good information to you as we can. So, again, thank you for the chance to comment.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Cronk, did you want to make any comments? I know you're going to be back here Wednesday. I believe we have something coming up Wednesday for you. I think that's a confirmation hearing or something like that.
Chair, members, appreciate
you can,
that.
You can warm up, commissioners, what I'm trying to get.
This will be the trial run. But thank you for the opportunity to comment. I didn't come prepared with any testimony, but I wanted to just echo Commissioner Showalter's comments that, you know, there will be additional work that's needed to go into the assumptions that are made in the fiscal note, because this is no small task, and any type of large-scale reorganization needs to be clearly thought out and when it's laid on top of other large-scale reform initiatives like the IT consolidation and the SWIFT implementation that we're already going through, this will need a lot of work to look into that. So I have talked to Senator Daley, and we're both committed to ensuring that any assumptions that would go into a fiscal note are certainly reviewed thoroughly. So,
all right. Thank you very much. Senator Hayden.
Good. Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I apologize for my tardiness. I had two committees and one press conference at 1 o'clock, so I am a...
They do that with freshman
yeah,
senators.
Absolutely. I know that. Yeah, it's my House friends. the point, and once again, thank you, Mr. Chair, the point I guess I'm making is that it looks like that this work, which is a substantial amount of work, is going to go to the subcommittee. So I would echo Senator Torres Reyes is that in getting on this committee, which I requested, by the way, Mr. Chair, it was because I wanted to do this work. I wanted to be involved in the intimate details. And so I know that we've developed a subcommittee that has members from a kind of a broad breadth, but I think that it is important that members of this committee, and I'll echo this, should be on that subcommittee. So with that being said, I know you're going to look at that. I request to be on that subcommittee. I think that that's important to really dig into the details. And, you know, my reason for being on this committee in particular is I knew that by being on this committee in the House, I knew that these kind of consolidation and innovation and reform ideals were coming, and I want to be a part of that. So,
all right. Thank you very much, Senator Wigger.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate your commitment to have additional members. I don't think it was envisioned that there were major reform proposals that were ready to be introduced, and as Senator Torres Reyes pointed out and others, that it's in that context where it's imperative that there be additional people. Subcommittees do a lot of the heavy lifting as it gets to here. And I am a bit concerned, though, with whether you're going to be able to do this in one meeting or two meetings. We have committee deadlines. There's just any number of issues that you're aware of. And I want to remind everyone, when we go to the One Minnesota Conference each year and put on our best face about working together, and I was just recently, and some of you were there Saturday when Senator Senjum addressed a number of people at St. Catharines about working together. And he mentioned the subcommittee, Senator Perry, he mentioned you, and hoping that we could come up with some good bipartisan recommendations. And that's my hope. I know that the departments are committed to that, but making sure that it's done right, that it's done to serve the best interests of the public, that we don't have unintended consequences. It's tempting to go into some of the potential conflicts of interest right now that departments would have if there was a merge, but we've put a few things on the table, and it's with that hope that we're able to do this in a bipartisan way.
Thank Mr. You. Chairman?
Yes.
Senator Daley?
In response to Senator Weaker's comments, I'd just like to say more than just bipartisan, I think it's important that we take into consideration the people that are involved. Yeah. So along those lines, I'm reaching out to AFSCME, I'm reaching out to MAPE, I'm reaching out to SEIU, the people, the hard-working state workers that are going to be affected by this, and to collaborate with them as we move through this process to incorporate their thoughts and their good ideas and how this impacts them so that we make good decisions and we can create those efficiencies and this government redesign with the people that are going to be affected in mind and do it in a good way.
Thank you.
All right. By any chance, did anyone come from a long distance that really wanted to be heard today? Otherwise, looks like Friday might be the start of a few. The one thing I can say, though, to the committee and everyone here, is that as much as I listen to Commissioner Showalter say he just doesn't agree with some of this, I've not heard one of our commissioners ever tell me that they're not interested in listening and participating and seeing if there is an economy of scale that could be worked on to benefit and better serve the citizens of the state. And so with that, brings me to another point. If you have bills, please don't wait till the last minute. Because if you truly have bills that you want heard in this committee, make the request now, because our time is short. And I want to make sure that this committee, State Gov, Innovation and Veterans, does the right thing for the citizens of the state. So I will look into the subcommittee. We'll lay your bill on the table here, Senator Daley. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
and
Mr. Chairman. Thank you,
if
members.
If there is nothing else, this committee meeting is adjourned.